As soon as we return, Jenny's aunt gets straight to work on the lunch. I'm making a simple rabbit stir fry, but you could use chicken for this dish. I'm using a marinade of soy sauce, sesame oil, with a coating of corn flour. It's usually best left for a couple of hours to take effect. I'm cooking the rabbit with garlic and the less spicy green chilies, as the flesh has a delicate flavor.
What people outside of China don't know is that even home cooks will heat the wok up until it's very, very hot before they add the oil. So I've heated it up for a few minutes now. This is good firepower. As you can see, it's smoking like this. Don't worry, you want this to be very hot.
You obviously have to be careful doing this at home. But if you pull the wok away from the heat, the flames will die down quickly.
This is the way, actually, you should be cooking it. This is what gives Chinese food its very, very special flavor. It seals in the juices. Now, it's very important is to take all this down and drain this. We add the garlic and the chilies. And instead of adding more oil, which is a mistake a lot of cooks make when they're not familiar with Chinese, we just add a little bit of this broth I made from the rabbit bones. And at the very end, I return the rabbit.
I'm only braising the rabbit meat for a couple of minutes. In the West, we usually aim for tenderness. But here people love chewy textures and really appreciate the feel of food in the mouth.